Pod Live.
Argentina's Congress have approved a law to reduce the voting age from 18 to 16. Followers of UK domestic politics will know that the SNP have got that idea for the referendum on Scottish independence. It's reported, of course, that this is going to add more than a million voters to the electorate in Argentina. I wonder why that might be. Our reporter Ed Stocker is in Argentina. We'll deal with all sorts of issues. Why do you think the change in voting age, Ed?
Hi there, Giles. I think primarily it's been supported by the government and the government's allies because basically they've always been very good at mobilising youth support. La Campera, which is kind of the biggest youth social movement in the country, is very much a supporter of Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, the current president. So by extending the vote to 16 and 17-year-olds, they're more likely to vote for the current president in the midterms that are coming up next year. You've got to remember, Giles, that these are people who've grown up only really knowing the current president and her predecessor, who was, of course, her husband.
Yes.
So they've had the Kirchners have been in power for such a long time, it's almost like they can't imagine anything else. So I think because of all these dynamics, it's only going to kind of play into the hands of the current government and help them when it comes to next year's elections.
If that's true, Ed, does one suspect that the government says nothing about that and actually, no, this is simply just, you know, changing things to bring more people into the democratic process? One of the subjects they don't go near, particularly if it helps them, tends to be the case.
Yeah, exactly. I think they stay away from saying the other reason. And, of course, as you said, it's about the democratic process. I mean, having said that, actually, it's been quite well supported by politicians.
Mm.
I guess it's surprising, though. I mean, it's not something that's had people clamouring out in the streets, demanding that 16 and 17-year-olds vote, you know. It hasn't mobilised the masses, as it were. But the politicians have seemed to take it on board. One thing I might add is that voting in Argentina is obligatory when you're over 18. You have to vote in elections.
Is it like Australia? Can you get fined if you don't?
I'm not sure I think probably in theory you can get fined, but in Argentina, I'm not sure it's ever going to get implemented. But for 16 and 17-year-olds, it's voluntary. So that's the major difference for the youth vote, I guess.
Is it also true that after 70, you can choose whether you want to?
I think, yes, the two ends of the scale, as it were, exactly. But
I've had enough of this. I'm 70, I don't want to vote anymore. I'm bored with the whole thing. This is extraordinary. I've heard of it at the other end.
Disenchanted with the system, exactly, enough at 70. But to be honest with you, if you look at the region, Giles, Argentina is not the only country that's implemented this. Mm-hmm. Brazil has the vote at 16. So does Ecuador. So does Nicaragua. So looking at the region, it's not sort of atypical.
No, and they may be leading the way. Now, I guess what might throw people over 70 and think they've had enough of it. What is this debacle over the media law? Tell us more about that.
Oh, wow. This is a meaty subject. Basically, in 2009, so we're talking 3 years ago, the government, a law was passed basically trying to, the idea behind the law was to democratize the media landscape. It was, broadly speaking, an anti-monopoly law.
Right.
It was passed in Congress, everything fine. But since then, it's been held up by the law courts, basically because the largest media group in the country is called Grupo Clarín. And the clauses in this media law are basically saying, if you have more than a certain amount of media outlets, you have to disinvest. You have to get rid of them. You have to sell them off. So if you're one of those media groups, you have to do this. Obviously, Grupo Clarín, which is the largest in Argentina, has a lot of different TV, newspaper, radio outlets. Doesn't want to do this, so it's been going to the courts. So it's been held up for the last three years, but hasn't been in place. However, the injunction that's been taken out to stop this law coming into place is due to expire on the 7th of December. And it's literally being kind of labelled as D-Day.
So everyone's gearing up.
When Grupo Clarín, who's vehemently anti-government and Cristina Fernández de Kirchner are sort of due to clash in a big way. But even, you know, this has been rumbling on for the last few weeks. It's, you know, adverts have been taken out on Grupo Clarín's channels saying, you know, this is not a good move. And then we have the state channel that's saying, don't believe that. So it's kind of it's fascinating. This sort of open conflict or almost, you know, warfare that's being waged through the media channels.
And what do the Argentinians make of it? Do they just sit there and go, oh no, well, they would say that, wouldn't they? And they would say that, wouldn't they? Or are they actually quite involved and engaged?
I'd say the one thing that Argentinians are is shoulder shruggers. They're kind of like, they have very strong opinions, I'd put it that way.
It's the capital of meh.
I just think they kind of, they tend to take very strong opinions. I think the media law is certainly something that polarizes society. I think you're either on one side or the other. You either think that this is a good idea to make sure the little guys in the media world have more of a chance, or you see it as a cynical move that is basically just about silencing what has proved to be a thorn in the side of the government, this sure. loud anti-government voice that controls, you know, the most popular TV news channel, the most popular newspaper. It has a string of radios. It has a big stake in the actual newspaper stock as well, that it sells to other newspapers. So, I mean, it's a powerful tool. I mean, in theory, a media law that sort of tries to make something more democratic is a good idea. But the thing about here in Argentina is it's a lot more complicated and complex than it seems on the surface because of this sort of this infighting between two very much opposed groups.
Yeah, it's always more complicated. Ed, thank you very much indeed. Our reporter, Ed Stocker, in Argentina.